welcome to Squim Community Church. It's great to have you with us in person as well as joining us on our live stream this Sunday. Yay for an extra hour of sleep. You all look very refreshed. God's word says, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And I was thinking about that this morning and thinking, you know, I love Sunday because it's like a fresh start with the Lord. Whatever's happened this week, where whatever has gone on in your life, good, bad, we can start fresh with him this morning because he is here to meet us and we have joy as we gather and worship. Let's continue to sing to him.
Treasures that fade are never enough. Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
God, the image that you run after us. Wow. We are on the run in life. And it's true, sometimes we run away. On occasions like today, we do run towards you. But what a promise you make to us, whether we're drifting away, running away, whether we're sidestepping you, you're always pursuing us. You're always wanting us to feel your presence. You want us to know that you're always with us, both in the good and the bad in life, that which is easy and comfortable and that which is so challenging and difficult. That you are a God for all seasons of our life, and we're so thankful for that. And that speaks to your character and your nature, that you just are an awesome God. You're a very personal God. You're a God that loves us unconditionally. Lord, your goodness reminds us that we fall short of your glorious ideal. That we have those moments in every week, perhaps even every day, where, well, we could do better, but we haven't done better. Where we miss the mark or we fall short of the mark. And we confess to you those things this morning. And Lord, allow us to empty our hands of that, of the guilt and the shame that comes along with that, and help us to receive once again the free gift of your grace. That in your forgiveness you wash us clean. Lord, prepare us for worshiping you today. And in preparing us to worship you today, we know that you're preparing us for the days and the week that is ahead. As we pray for those that come to mind and heart. Lord, those on our own prayer list. Lord, as we will declare once again today from your word, you really know all that we need. And you just encourage us to tell you what it is that we do need. And as we do, you work things out for good, for our good, for the good of others. We pray once again for leaders in the world and our country, our state and our area. Lord, you're a God who provides for us in life what we cannot provide for ourselves. You are a God that brings a peace that does pass all human reason, understanding. And we're thankful for that, because it is an out of this world, supernatural, miraculous thing that you can do in us and through us. Give us peace, inner peace. As we lift you in worship today, I pray that you would lift us up as well. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It's great that you're with us on live stream this morning. I'd encourage you to join the chat that's taking place. It's about time to turn in your Operation Christmas Child boxes. Those have to be in on the 12th. The only other thing I'd tell you is we're making progress in the middle building on refurbishing those bathrooms. The floors are going in right now, and we have partitions, etc. So over the next several weeks, as long as the supply chain isn't further interrupted, we will have remodeled bathrooms, and then soon after that, the kitchen should be completed as well. I want to thank you for your generosity. One other thing, now's the time to buy stocking stuffers for foster children. We usually are an assembly area, so lots of things that would go as stocking stuffers in a Christmas stocking. Those come here and we stuff them into stockings, and then those are given out in our region and area to foster children. Again, I'll thank you for your generosity in bringing things by. You'll see that there's a box both in this building and in the sanctuary building to receive your donations for foster children. Today, Doug, my good friend, our financial manager, Brundage, is going to read our scripture passage.
Great.
Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. Good morning. Please follow along from Philippians 4, verse 4 through 9. Always be full of joy in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you.
Thank you. Peace right now is a little hard to come by. We get it for moments, but the fact is peace, a sense of inner peace, a sense of peace with others, well, it's a little fleeting and it's a little fading because, well, we've been at this for a while now, longer than we thought we would be. And yes, we're encouraged with booster shots and COVID numbers declining in our area. Yet, well, our turmoil is not just about COVID. Our lack of peace is, well, larger than that. It runs into the political realm. It runs into our workplace. It even impacts us as we interact with our neighbors and even our friends. There is a tension. There is a conflict. There is a fatigue and a frustration that we're all dealing with. And I can tell as I interact with people that our peace that we want so much is, well, it's in need of an uptick. It's in need of a reminder from God's word that he is really the one that gives us the peace that we seek so personally. Our scripture passage today says, don't worry about anything. Now, some of us worry about everything. We worry about little things. We worry about big things. Yes, one of the impacts of original sin in us as human beings is some of us are worry warts. But all of us have, well, concern about things. We worry, we fret. Instead of worrying, pray about everything, and we can pray for anything and everything good that needs to happen in us, through us, and around us. Paul says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Worship is a great place to add up the blessings of God and remember how God has blessed you and provided for you and loved you in the past week. When we thank him, it's not about God's goodness, it's about us bringing God's goodness God's provision into clear focus in our minds. He doesn't wait around for us to thank him. But yet, thanking him does us more good than we realize. In fact, Paul knows that. That's why he brings it up at this point in the passage. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now notice there's a then in the passage. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he has done. Then we'll have the peace that passes all human understanding. And that's a peace that guards our heart. It guards our mind. And in this turmoil, in this upsetness that we're feeling, we could use someone to stand by our heart and our mind. As we fill our minds and our hearts with God's word, that helps us to put all that's going on around us and in us into perspective. God wants us to have a living relationship with him. Day by day, moment by moment, and that's exactly what we need, especially when we feel uncertain, fearful, depressed, stressed about all that we're experiencing. Here's a great promise that God makes to us about his peace. Isaiah 54. The mountains may disappear and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end, says the Lord. God wants us to have an inner peace. Of course, he wants us to be peacemakers with one another. I think we have an anxiousness within us, an uncertainty within us, a frustration within us that is robbing us of the peace that God wants to give us. And how do we get the peace that God wants us to have? That centered inner peace that allows us to filter and adjust to the outer world around us. Number one, and I think this is a big deal, as you might imagine, I think we have to start with God. I think we have to make peace with God. Romans 5:1. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, being right with God, we need to be right with God. Now, sometimes we just don't know we need to be right with God. That could be a good news message for some of us today. We never thought that, well, we're not at peace with God, but there is that moment where we realize in the struggle between us and God that God does want to be in relationship with us, be in a love relationship with him. And oftentimes that means we need to set aside the idea that is very anxious producing, that somehow God's out to get us and he wants to punish us. He doesn't want to punish us. He wants to love us. He doesn't want us to feel like we have to run away from him. He wants us to know that we can run to him. In fact, that he is pursuing us. so that he's not hidden any, and we don't think he's far away and uncaring, just the opposite of that. He's an up close and personal God. Now, the other way that we get at odds with God is, well, we know we're not living the way that we're supposed to be living. And therefore, even though we've asked Jesus to be the leader of our life, there is something between us and God, and it's on our side. We've been running away from him. We've been sidestepping him. And because we're not at peace in our relationship with God, then we're not at peace. And that's why it's good to have a time of confession and repentance in our morning prayer, because there are things to get between us and God. And that makes us feel more insecure, more anxious, more stressed, more depressed. And what we really need is we need to be made right with God. We need to confess that sin so that God can cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And when we're cleansed with the Holy Spirit's cleansing, we feel a closeness, we feel at peace in our relationship with God. And, well, that's just what we need. And we need God's peace, because God's peace is, well, it's an exceeding peace. It's beyond all that we know and can take in. Our scripture passage, verse 7, says, exceeds anything we can understand. And when we're at peace with God, there is something that happens, something spiritual that happens, something emotional that happens. Something very practical happens, and our mind, heart, and soul lines up with God and his will. And when we are lined up mind, heart, and soul with the will of God, we're now at peace. And it exceeds the peace that, well, others might try to offer. Well, If you want to have more inner peace, you need to do this, or you need to do that, or you need to stop doing this, or stop doing that. And those paths to inner peace are just human. They're just human. And why trade off this divine peace that God offers us for some secondary, lesser, incomplete pathway to peace? We get to choose as Christians a peace that exceeds all human understanding. Why would we be at peace? It seems like the whole world's exploding in front of us. My world is melting down. Of course, I'm anxious and I'm stressed and I'm depressed. And don't misunderstand me. It doesn't mean you're being a bad Christian because you're stressed or you're anxious or you're depressed. It means that it's time for us to reach out again and grab a hold of the peace that passes all human understanding. It is at times, miraculous, supernatural gift that God gives to us. And it is a gift. If our hands are filled with other things, we can't receive this gift of peace that God has in store for us. Our scripture passage, verse 9, keep putting all you have learned and received into practice, then the God of peace will be with you. Again, notice there's a condition. We have to keep putting into practice all the things that we received, all the things that we've learned, all the things that we've seen, all that we've heard in terms of God's plan and purpose in our life. And when we put that into practice, it's amazing how that centers us. And the more we do it, the more peaceful we feel, the more peaceful we are. To quote a great title, we're looking for a haven in a heartless world. And that haven, that divine haven, is Jesus Christ. And I know that's why we come together on a Sunday. I know that's why we gather on live stream, is because we're looking for a haven. We're looking for a hope. We need a peace that passes human understanding, because right now humanity does not make sense. And so as we experience a waning of our hope, concern about our future, it's amazing how that takes away the peace that God wants to give us. And so we need to keep applying, keep practicing, keep leaning in on our spiritual habits, on gathering together, on encouraging one another. John 14, Jesus says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace that the world gives, so don't be troubled or afraid. Man, I don't know about you, but I'm a little troubled. I'm a little afraid from time to time. I'm worried. I'm stressed. I'm shaking my head at what I see and hear. It's true, the peace that the world gives is, it's fleeting, it's fragile. But the peace that Jesus wants to give us, it's beyond this life, because it's eternal. Let me underscore again what Jesus says. It's a gift. It's a gift. We always think we have to earn everything. Nah, you can't earn this gift. It's just given to you. It's offered to you. And it's not about what you've done or what you haven't done. See, Jesus is pursuing you, pursuing me, pursuing us. And every time we bobble or drop the gift of peace, he wants to put it back in our hands and our hearts and our souls and our minds. Now, he doesn't want us to be troubled or worried. Well, how do we do that? Well, I think one way we do that is we need some rest. We need physical rest, and I think we need some emotional rest, don't we? The truth is, everybody needs to sleep one more hour than they're sleeping. That's what psychologists tell us. And you may be sleeping all day, that's another issue. But in our normal pattern of things, especially the more packed and fast-paced our life is, the way we cheat is we don't sleep. We get up early, we work all day, and we work into the night, and then we finally, exhausted, get into bed. It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late night. God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. proper rest. Now, we not only need physical rest, but I believe that we need some emotional rest and some mental rest, and I think we need that right now. To be at peace with God is in part allowing ourselves to cycle in terms of our thinking and our emotion. And so I got 6 tips for you. How do you get some emotional rest? Here we go. Number one, what you need to do is give yourself and other people a break. Give yourself a break. We're not in ideal times. And why do we think we can be ideal in unideal times? I don't know. I think it's our own fear and anxiety. Some of us are perfectionists, and this time right now is driving us crazy. We can't do anything perfectly, right? You go to the store, you forgot your mask. You go back and get your mask. Then you go to the grocery. Oh, I forgot my recycling grocery bags. I got to go back again. And between going back, it starts raining hard. Yeah, that's frustrating. Just give yourself a break. Give the people around you a break. Nothing is perfect. And right now, I can tell you, most everything is not perfect. It's not ideal. So give others a break. Number two, wherever you can, create a simpler routine. Now, that's kind of happened by default, hasn't it? We haven't been able to go out and do many of the things we might normally do, gatherings we might be a part of. But wherever you can, life is complex and it's very fast-paced. Whenever you can bring some routine, it slows down the speed of your life. And we need that. We can't slow down everywhere. We can't simplify our routine everywhere. But just pick a couple of places and allow that to happen. And it's amazing how that brings the stress level down. Number three, and some of you have been doing a great job of this, connect with people you love with daily. Daily. Because we haven't been able to meet necessarily person to person, we've been doing that on Zoom and FaceTime and things like that. That is great. We need to know that we're not alone. When we feel alone, for most of us, that heightens our stress level. Knowing that we're loved and we live in community with other people, it's amazing how that lowers our stress level. And so not only do that seasonally, but do that every day if you're able to do that. Number four is a really good one. Stop watching so much news. Okay? Stop reading news. See, here's the thing. We can't go out. We can't gather to a certain degree. And so we have more time at home, and we can only spend so much money on Amazon. We can only shop for so long. So what do? We go to the news. And we start listening and we start looking more and more. And let me just tell you, a little bit of news right now goes a long way. And one of the things they taught us in stress reduction therapy is that you want to only watch a little bit of news and you don't want to watch it right before you go to bed. Why? Because it creates anxiety in us. It's not all good news. Oh, wait, only a little of it's good news. And it may be information that we need, but that doesn't make it good news. So a little less of that goes a long way. Number five, what you should do is share your feelings. Don't stuff your feelings down. Now, I wouldn't share your feelings you know, why you're checking out at the grocery store with someone you don't know. I have seen it. I heard a person speaking, and the more they spoke, we had to listen to it. No one knew who this person was. And they're getting louder and louder. Wow, okay, she's having a bad day. I'm taking my cart to a different checkout line. See, what happens is if we stuff those emotions, they show up other places, and usually not in a good way. They compound themselves, and then we back up the emotional dump truck that we're a part of, and we dump all that emotion on someone else, and they're going, wow, that's a lot. So have someone, some group, some way for you to identify your feelings and express those, get them out, so that you can see them and understand them better. And that gives the opportunity for someone else to say, yeah, I understand how you feel. I feel the same way you do. Acknowledge that you cannot control everything. It's amazing. Some people, they get so frustrated when they can't control things. And you can't control everything anyway, and I can tell you right now, you're in less control than you really like. I feel like I'm in less control than I really like. And I have to remind myself I can only control so much. And in the chaos, and in the conflicted environment that we're living in right now, I feel like there's less and less I can control. And I can either get frustrated and mad and upset about that, or I can just say, okay, right now, yes, I need to just work on this area. I just need to work on me. Because I can't control or change them or that or what I see coming down the way. Notice what Paul says to us. He tells us that we should tell God everything that we need instead of worry. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. There is nothing outside the reach of God. And God does do regular things, and he does supernatural things. When we tell God what we need, it's amazing how we start looking, and here's my add-in for you this morning. We often look for God to answer us from over here, and sometimes he answers our need from over here. Sometimes it comes through very likely circumstances. Sometimes it comes from an unusual person or place. Ask, thank him, hang on to the fact that God wants to meet each and every one of your needs. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. At all times and in every way. What a great promise. What a great gift that God wants to give us. We need to focus on Jesus each and every day. Remember what I said a few weeks ago, that if you want a good outlook, the best outlook is an uplook. To keep realizing that we have a God that loves us, that's not against us, that's for us. He empowers us. He enables us. And so we need to stay focused on him. Isaiah 26:3. You keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because they are showing their trust in you. See, it is about trust. Trusting in Jesus. And there aren't a lot of other people or movements that we can put our trust in like we can with Jesus. We need to trust that God has a plan for us even in the midst of the challenge, and we know that ultimately he's taking care of everything because of eternity. Got to trust that. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome this world. 1 Peter 5:7, cast or give all of your troubles, all of your worries, all of your concerns to God because he cares about you. And we know that he cares about us because he was willing to give his life so that we could have life. He did for us what we cannot do on our own. We know on that night, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body broken for you. He then took the cup and he poured it out. And he said, this is my blood I willingly shed for you. Paul reminds us that whenever we take the bread and drink the cup, we should remember all that Jesus has done for us. We should remember that he's forgiven the past. He is with us in the present. And he has a future for us. And so we trust and hope in him. The way we celebrate communion in this service is I'll ask you to pray a moment and then come forward. There will be servers to give you a cup and a piece of bread. If you would like the non-gluten option, just ask them for a cracker. We have gluten-free crackers. You can consume the elements there or take them around to your seat and consume them. If you're unable to come forward or just prefer to not come forward, raise your hand. We have a deacon that will bring the elements to you. My invitation to you today is to bring with you and leave at this table so that you might take the elements wholeheartedly, whatever your trouble is, whatever your worry is, whatever your concern or need is, leave it here because we worship a great God. And he will meet all your needs as we trust and hope in him. He will give us a peace that passes all human understanding. He will give you peace that passes all human understanding. Let us continue to worship God today.